Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Michael Kaplan is a certified coach and the owner of Strategic Solutions Coaching. He's had a long career as a business owner in the furniture industry, in fact, and I'm excited for you to hear his story.
Welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here and talk to you about this.
Well, I'm excited for our listeners to hear what you have to say, too. So let's just jump in. I know you had a long history as an entrepreneur, and I want you to tell our audience now what you do at this moment and the why that you do it.
What I spend most of my time doing now is being a business coach. I've been an entrepreneur for 36 or 37 years, starting when I took over family business, which I still own and operate. But I've managed to set things up so that I can do something that I'm very passionate about. One of the things I've found over the years is it is much harder to be an entrepreneur, to run a business, than it was back in my father's day. A lot of things have changed. The technology's changed. You know, all sorts of things have changed. And so it's much harder to be successful. And so I really like to help people overcome the things that get in their way, both the physical things and their thought patterns maybe that hold them back from being successful. And I want to see small businesses survive and thrive. We seem to be being taken over by franchises. And although they work, I'd like to see small, independent, family-owned businesses survive better than they are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then when you help them and you see them survive, that gives you a feeling of satisfaction. Is that your why?
That's my why.
Yeah.
What I like is, you know, from day one to whenever we say, okay, we're done working together, to watch the progress that people make in getting their businesses organized and successful so that they can run it and be part of it in the way they want to be and get out of what they want. I call myself a business life coach because I think your business and your life really are parts of the same thing. And so I want to help people build their businesses that support their lives, not consume their lives. It should augment your life. It should be part of what you want to do. It should give you great satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how did you get started as a coach then?
My original education is in counseling. I have a master's degree in clinical social work and counseling.
Okay.
And I did that for about a year, and I got married. And shortly thereafter, I woke up one morning and said, I don't think I can support anybody doing this. And so I called my dad up and said, I'm thinking about coming into business with you. I did that, which I've now done for 36 or 37 years, I've run that business. And then about, I think it's probably 8 or 9 years ago now, I read an article about an organization called SCORE. SCORE is a part of the Small Business Administration, where mostly retired executives counsel mostly young startup business owners and teach them how to do business plans and how to get their businesses off the ground. And I looked at that for a while, and I thought, wow, that's a great combination of my counseling skills and my 28 or 29 years at that point in business. So I volunteered for that. And I would have a client through SCORE. And I would go home in the evening. My wife would say, how was your day? And I would get all excited. I'd go, oh, let me tell you about this session I had. It was so much fun. It really reinvigorated me, and it really got my juices going again. And then I learned that this whole world of coaching had grown up while I was busy running my business and hadn't heard anything about it. And I decided that's something I really wanted to do. It's my way of giving back to the business community and helping people. So I signed up for a training program called Coaches Training Institute. I went there, and it was a wonderful training, but it didn't have a lot to do with business in my eyes. It was more life coach kind of training. I came back from that. I opened up my little coaching business, had a couple of clients. Then I signed up and did two other programs, trying to learn skills and things that I can do to help businesses. And they were wonderful, but I began to see that there were some issues in the way people did coaching. And that was, what if the business owner that I'm working with didn't know exactly what to do to solve a particular problem, and I didn't really know what to do to solve that problem? You know, we could be going down a rabbit hole together. So I wanted a program that had some kind of curriculum with it, something that really taught some hard skills that most entrepreneurs, including myself at that point, didn't necessarily have. And then the eMyth program came up in a conversation with one of my clients. I looked them up online. I go, oh, my gosh, they have a whole coaching program. And it is supported by a huge curriculum, if you will, set of exercises and teachings that really teach people skills that they need to run a business more successfully. Mm-hmm. So now I'm an eMyth coach primarily. And working with people and helping them learn things and hone their skills in such a way that they make much quicker, more solid progress than they had before.
Yeah, wow, that sounds great. And so what is your vision for your company?
Gosh, that's a good question. Let me talk about the vision for my life,
okay,
not just my company, because I think the two really go together.
Right.
So, after one of my coach trainings, when I really kind of made the commitment that this is what I really wanted to do in this next portion of my life, I wanted to coach. So I came back to my business, and I sat down with my two key employees, and I said to them, look, guys, you know that I really love doing this coaching thing, and so I need to set this business up so that you guys run it more and I have time to do what I have now fallen in love with doing. So we worked for the next year or so and put together the structures and the systems that we needed in my business to free me up. And so for the last 5 years or so, these two young women have been running my business for me and have done a wonderful, wonderful job freeing me up to do something that I'm absolutely passionate about. I probably spend now one day a week, maybe a little less than that, actually operating my business. And most of that is supervisory and training.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry out all the tasks that need to be done. And so I spend the rest of my time doing coaching. And that became my vision, was how do I free myself up to do something that just fulfills me deep inside me.
Mm-hmm.
That I really love doing. When I hang up the phone after a good conversation with one of my clients, I just sit back and go, God, that was great. What a great conversation. So that became my vision, and I'm living that vision now.
Yeah, fabulous. So tell us more about your early days in the family business. How long did your dad stay when you called him up and said, I want to come back, I'm going to be in business with you?
I came back. I was living on the East Coast. I'd been in New York City and Boston for 5 years total when this all happened. And when I called him up, first of all, he had to pick his jaw up off the ground because I'd never really shown an interest in being in the business. So what we decided was that family businesses are tough. And so I would come back and leave my new bride on the East Coast for a month, and I would come and work with him for a month, and that might tell us a couple of things. One, did I really like being in business? And two, could he and I work well together?
Mm-hmm.
So this was back in 1978 when this happened. So I came back, and after a month of being here, I said to him, okay, I think we can make this work. So I went back east, told my wife this is what I wanted to do. She agreed to come with me, which was a great thing. and I dragged her kicking and screaming from the East Coast, where she had grown up, to the Midwest and took over the family business. I remember very clearly the first day I walked in there to assume the leadership role. My father handed me the set of keys, and he said to me, here you go, kiddo. You're going to make your own mistakes. I'm going to try to keep you from making any big ones, but you're in charge.
Wow.
Which my response was, oh, crap. Now what do I do?
And so did he leave then after that 1 month and he retired?
No, he came in and mostly his job was to open the mail. And, he, you know, he kind of sit around and chat and whatever and try to keep me on the straight and narrow. But he stayed in that business or coming into the business from 1978 until 1995.
When quite a while.
Retired. Yeah, so he was there for quite a while. Now, he was not really involved in it. But, you know how most of us men are. You know, your life is built around your work, and so you just keep going. You know, even if you're not doing much, you go into the office.
Yes, exactly. He had a place to go and not stay
at home. He had a place to go, yeah. So, but finally it was time for him to retire, and he and my mother had moved to Florida. And,
So then you operated it from 1995 after he left until like 10 years later? When you started in the coaching?
Yeah, so the sequence of events is I took over the business in 1978. In 1985, which is before my father left, our biggest competitor came up for sale. Mm-hmm. And I decided I wanted to buy it. And I went to my dad and I said, hey, I think we should buy this because, you know, then we'll have two stores. And this other store was out by the mall. My dad's store was an old downtown multi-layer store. And he said to me, I'm too old. You buy it. I go, well, that's great, but I don't have any money. You know, how am I going to buy this? Well, we worked it out with the bank, and I bought our largest competitor out in 1985 and ran both stores from 85 till 92 when I finally said to my dad, you know, I don't want your retirement on my shoulders. Let's close this store, get you settled for your retirement. I have this huge store. It was a 52,000-square-foot building. And we can just integrate the two stores into the one, which is what we did. So from 1985 until 2003, I ran that big multi-line furniture store and did very well. In 2002, my Lazy Boy sales rep had come to me and said, Michael, we think this town is big enough for a dedicated store. So I looked into that and decided that was something I wanted to do because it would be easier to run. It would offer me an exit strategy later on. And I had an opportunity to lease out my big building, and we built a brand new building on the second busiest intersection in Lafayette. And so from 2003 until now, my store has been a Lazy Boy dedicated furniture store.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I understand. I understand that progression now. And so all of this experience in making these decisions and thinking about exit strategies and all that is what you can bring to the table when you're talking and coaching with people, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, most of the things my clients talk to me about, I've been through in one way or another. I've gone through some good times. I've gone through some tough times. I have struggled to make payroll. I've worried about changes in the shopping patterns for people. I've had family illnesses and emergencies that take me away from the business. I have spent many years where I either didn't take a vacation or I would take, you know, the computer, the checkbook, the purchase orders and everything with me on vacation. Until one day my wife said to me, Michael, you're not getting a vacation. I go, oh, yeah, I am. I'm only working half a day, you know. And finally I realized, you know, I need to set this up differently. I need to make this work so it's not so dependent upon me that I can free myself from it when I need to. And that's what I worked on.
That's really excellent. And so do you have children that you think will take over from you, or what's that strategy?
Good question. Neither of my children are interested in taking over the store, and so we will, in the next couple of years, have to be looking at what our exit strategy is.
But they might surprise you with a call someday that'll make your jaw drop, right?
Yes. I would, more than my jaw would drop. You'd have to pick me up from the floor if that happened.
Yes. So, Michael, one of the things that I ask every guest that I have on this podcast is, what are the top three traits that you notice in people that you're coaching or people that you see in the business world that when you see that person has those three traits, you know for sure that they are going to soar to success. Can you put that into three traits?
Wow, that's hard because there are so many variables and people are so different. But here are three things that I think contribute to success for
okay.
people that I think are important that I either look for in people or help them develop as we go along. And number one is really know your strengths and your weaknesses. What you see in business is that the business becomes a reflection of its leader. So what you're strong at, your business is probably good at. What you're weak at, your business is probably weak at. So know what your strengths and weaknesses are and figure out how to get really, really good at the things you're strong at, the things you're really good at, and figure out how to set your systems up and how to have the right people in place to work around your weaknesses. So an example from my life is this. When I took over our largest competitor, there was a gentleman there who was running it. And one of the things I know about myself is I like to be liked. I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I am not good at coming down on people. And so I always said, after I asked him to join me, I said, I need you to be my badass. I need you to be the hard guy. You know, I'm the nice guy. I pat people on the back and tell them what a great job they've done. I need you to be the stricter one. And those became our roles. So I knew that was a weakness of mine. And he and I worked wonderfully together for many years. And people would come to me and say, hey, you know, Dick's a hard guy. You know, he's demanding. I go, that's just what I want him to be. That works for me. So knowing your strengths and your weaknesses and using that knowledge to your benefit. So that's one thing that I think helps people be successful.
Okay.
The another thing is that I think you need to learn to look at your business from 30,000 feet. Have an objective view of your business. We get confused sometimes when we start businesses and we're so involved in them and we're working 5, 6, 7 days a week and thinking about it, you know, 900 hours a week. We forget that we are not our business and our business is not us. We are not the same entity. So you need to have an objective look at your business. The old catchphrase, which came from, I believe, from Michael Gerber, who wrote the E-Myth books, is work on your business, not in your business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at your business as if it were a product unto itself and not spend all your time developing your product for your customers, but look at your business in the same way you look at that product. And how do you develop this so that it works like a well-oiled machine? So you have to work on the systems and the structures and the accountability that goes on in your business and give a fair amount of time to working more on those strategic things that make the business operate well, not just the product that you're selling. So I think that's another important thing.
Mm-hmm. And what's number three?
And number three is work to become the very best leader that you can be. I have said for a long time that entrepreneurship really is a team sport. You don't do it yourself. You need to know how to build a good team around you. You need to know how to be a good leader, how to teach people, how to support people, how to hold people accountable. You need to be able to do that because you can't do it all yourself. You're not good at everything your business needs.
Right.
And so you have to develop that talent around you. That will make your job much easier and make you much more successful.
Yeah, wow. Those are three fantastic points. And there's so much more to talk about under each one, right? And I know those are the things that you teach people.
Yes.
As I've watched your video series and read your blogs, and I'd like to highly encourage people to go over and take a look at those things. So what do you love right now best about your life?
Oh, gosh. Well, as I said before, I love my coaching. I get off the phone and I go, wow, that was so much fun. And watching people make some progress. I have a client that I've worked with for a year, and I struggled to get him to start working on systems. in his business, because it's a very chaotic business. And all of a sudden, about 2 to 3 months ago, he started to get it, and he started putting these things together. And he took a day of vacation this last week that he's never done before. and he texted me as he was whitewater rafting. He texted me. He said, "My business operated perfectly while I was gone. Hallelujah!" You know, he was so excited about that. So that gave me a lot of pleasure, and I really just love doing that. And I will tell you, there one other thing I love about my life right now is my two kids who are grown. Both are getting married this year. They both found terrific spouses. So it's just a happy year for me.
Yeah,
I love that.
That is very cool. Yes. So tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Well, there are a number of ways. First of all, you could go to my website, which is strategicsolutionscoaching.com.
Okay.
There's a lot of information in my blogs on there. There's a couple of assessments that I would encourage people to take. It kind of gives them some measurements about how they're doing as leaders of their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me at michael@strategicsolutionscoaching.com, or if you want to, you can call me at 765-714-1576. That's my cell phone, and I will answer it.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your great insights as far as the three traits to sort of success. And it was fun to learn a little bit about the history of your career and what brought you to this coaching that you're so passionate about. So kudos to you. That's very good that you were able to practice what you preach now and set your life up so that you can do something that you're so passionate about. So
well,
I wish
you
the best, and thanks again for being on the call.
Great. And thank you, Pat. This was wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.